Recorded Books presents Explorer Academy, The Forbidden Island by Trudy Truitt, narrated by Ramon D'Ocampo. Chapter 1.
"We've got him this time," whispered Brindis.
She was squeezing Cruz's hand so hard his fingertips were turning white.
"We're going to beat Team Magellan."
Things did look promising. Heads shook and hisses flew as Ali, Zane, Kat, Mateo, Yulia, and Tao huddled up. For nearly an hour, the four explorer teams had been battling it out in Orion's cave. Cruz was frazzled. He could tell his teammates were too. Lani's cheeks were flushed and shiny. A chunk of Sailor's ponytail had escaped its band, and Emmett's Emoto glasses resembled a couple of chocolate donuts left in a car on a hot day. Dugan shifted like a goalkeeper ready to defend against a penalty kick. However, this was no soccer match. This was a brain-busting, heart-hammering, take-no-prisoners geography bee. Each team had 30 seconds to answer a question from Professor Modi that might or might not include a holographic element. Get the question right, and their teacher moved on to the next team. Get it wrong, and you earned a strike. 3 strikes, and your team was out. Galileo was the first to be eliminated, followed by Earhart several rounds after that. Cousteau and Magellan had fought on. Back and forth they'd gone in the virtual reality chamber, tossing out facts about cities and countries, bodies of water, deserts, mountains, parks, and monuments. Cruz had lost track of the number of rounds. Now, both teams had 2 strikes. Cruz's team had already answered their question correctly. If Magellan couldn't do the same, Cousteau would be crowned Geography B champion. The prizes were worth the torture. The winning team would get first pick on their next mission. Every member would also be awarded 100 bonus points. Finally, each would get a high-definition, ultra-sensitive ingression analysis upgrade to their portable artifact notation and data analyzer. Panda device. Cruz wasn't exactly certain what that meant, but it sounded good. Standing in a holographic forest of aspen trees with golden leaves, Cruz drew in a hopeful breath. He wanted the rewards, sure, but he also needed to win at something. He'd been pretty down the past few weeks, since discovering that the 7th piece of his mom's cipher was not genuine.
"The angle at the top inside edge on this one is different," Emmett had proclaimed after carefully examining the black marble fragment through his magnifying Emoto glasses. "You have to get really close to see it, but your mom was right. It's not one of hers. The pieces must have been switched."
"Switched? How can that be?"
Sailor spun to Cruz.
"I thought as long as you have it around your neck, it's protected by your bio-force field."
"It is, but I don't wear it all the time," Cruz reminded her. "I have to shower, you know. I also take it off when we scuba dive."
"Jaguar," accused Sailor. "The Explorer spy took the 7th piece."
"Maybe," cautioned Emmett.
"What do you mean, maybe? Dr. Vanderwick was Zebra, and she's no longer a threat," she argued. "It has to be Jaguar."
Emmett shook his head.
"Not necessarily. The switch could have happened before we found the dragon's blood warrior."
"Why not check it against the first photos Cruz took of the piece?" suggested Lani. "That should at least tell us when it was swapped. Cruz, could you ask your dad to send it back?"
Each time Cruz found a new piece of the cipher, he'd immediately snap a couple of pictures and message them to his father. He would then delete the photos from his tablet and run a program to record over the data so the images could not be recovered from his computer's trash bin.
"Uh-oh," moaned Cruz after opening the file on his tablet. "I didn't overwrite the photos. After we left the museum in Xi'an, in the car, I called Brindis to update her, and I guess I must have forgotten."
"We know, hid in the clouds," teased Sailor.
She'd made light of it, but everyone knew it was a costly error. Cruz had opened the door for someone to hack into his tablet, nab the photos, and create a fake piece to trade for the real one. Lani was right about the picture, though. If the edge of the stone in the image matched the one Cruz wore now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?